Hey, Mystic Chick here. Welcome to part two of How to Manifest a Lover. This episode builds on information from part one, so be sure to check that out first. Be sure to stay tuned for a spicy episode of Happy Hour with Mystic Chick, Sex and the Law of Attraction, coming soon. For the latest info on upcoming episodes, follow me on Twitter at @chick_mystic. Stay mystical, my friends. So now that you have your space cleaned out and you have your cords cut, it's time to kind of think about what you want. And that's where kind of the intention comes in and the journaling and that sort of thing. And I actually came across this like really cool list. It's on meetmindful.com. I'll see if I can post a link in the show description for this one. It's How to Find Love in 6 Steps to Create Your Soulmate List. And I'm not going to read through the entire thing, but it definitely gives you, if you're struggling at trying to find, you know, exactly like what to hone in on, because you've been through so many relationships that hadn't worked well for you, this is a great list of questions, because it really kind of gets to the bottom of some really interesting things. Like, let's see. I'm looking, you start with your past and you kind of ask some questions about past relationships. Like, what did you love about the person you were with? What are some of the commonalities you noticed among the people you've dated? What attracted you to these people physically, mentally, emotionally? And then you kind of work on visualizing your future. Like, do you want kids? How many? How do you want to spend your weekends? You know, are you going to be, do you like to go to sporting events, or do you, you know, are you an introvert and you just want to Netflix and chill, or do you want to go to museums or concerts? Like, what is your weekend kind of looking like outside of the pandemic parameters? And also, this is actually a really, really, really good question. What are your deal breakers? Mm-hmm. What would be, if you could come up with like 3 deal breakers for yourself, what would they be? Or your younger self before you met your SO?
Sure. God, like back then it was probably like, you know, can't listen to Kid Rock. I stand by that, by the way.
But he's an artist. Just kidding.
No, he's not. But yeah, no, actually, I actually have a really amazing story from one of my friends who's actually a very magical person. But she like just had an entire like past of dating alcoholics. And, you know, like her father was an alcoholic. She was an active member of Al-Anon. She like had like, you know, girlfriends where she was able to identify that they were alcoholics, got them into AA, got them the help that they needed. And, you know, like then they moved on. So like, hey, that was great and everything. And then she was just finally like, okay, I need to make a list. So she made the soulmate list of, you know, like these are all of the qualities that I want in a partner, you know, like good job, you know, like, so, you know, good taste in music, still kind of artsy, you know, like just things like that, you know, good sense of humor. And then she started to write down not an alcoholic. And that was a tripping point for her. And she wanted to say like, you know, okay, well, maybe if it's somebody in recovery, like that's fine. And then like, no, not even in recovery, not an alcoholic at all. And it was really hard for her to write that one down, but she did. And yeah, next person she found, yeah, her now wife is, you know, not an alcoholic, and they live happily ever after.
That is huge. Well, and that's funny with the whole bargaining process she kind of went through with that.
Yeah.
That really shows that there's stuff that, you know, needed to be worked through there.
Yeah, exactly. And also, yeah, like, so when you're making your soulmate list, don't bargain.
Do not bargain. Yeah, this is, you're supposed to come up with your dream list of things. Like, don't even think about if they're possible or not. Seriously, just the dream list, because that can always be refined later. But then you can kind of really think about what would be amazing to have in your life, and what qualities of a person could kind of bring that in. I'm trying to find, I was just on this thing. Oh, okay. One of the other interesting things about this list of questions to kind of reflect on is that kind of thinking about some of the other stuff that is, you know, the ins and outs of relationships. But I don't know how many people really reflect on this before you get into a relationship, but how will the two of you handle conflict?
That is a huge one.
I mean, really, because there are people who, you know, punch their hands through walls. There are people who like can't handle conflict and just leave.
Yeah. And there are people who actually love conflict where, you know, like they're bored, so they'll just start a fight.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you just want to make sure that, you know, because that will be very triggering probably for a lot of people in thinking with how things manifested in past relationships. But another one is, what are the person's values? Because I don't think that that question is addressed enough before somebody jumps into another relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, like, you think you are in touch with your values and you think the other person shares those, and then you're like weirdly surprised when they don't. But if you are an animal lover and the other person's like, oh God, you know, get that thing off of me, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very big thing where, like, I mean, like, you'll say straight out, like, I have two cats and a dog at home. And the other person's like, I'm allergic. And
we're like, bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly. Or but that's the thing, is that sometimes they don't say bye-bye. Sometimes, you know, like the person with the pets is like, okay, well, this person will take allergy medicine. And the person with allergies is like, this person will give those pets up when we decide to move in together.
Oh my gosh, you're right. That brings up a good point. It's communication. Like, really make sure you're on the same page. Like, I mean, ask the question pointedly and not just with animals, but with kids, anything else, because there have been a lot of people that have gotten married and then were surprised when the other person didn't.
This is a huge thing, and I am going to say this as somebody who doesn't have kids, never wanted kids, was always very open about not wanting kids. If somebody says they don't want kids, just believe them. Like, don't just assume, like, oh, you're young, you're gonna change your mind, they're gonna change their mind. No, just believe them. Like, if they say they don't want kids and you want kids, just move on to somebody else who wants kids, because it's not fair to just assume that they're going to change their minds and then make it out like they're a monster for depriving you of having children.
Oh yeah, there's so much so much anger and stuff after the fact with that one. Just a lot of stewing and awfulness, or, you know, the person tricks them into getting pregnant anyway.
Yeah,
that happens.
Oh, what up, Bridgerton?
Oh my gosh. So, but it's really, really important then to think through all of these things, the good and the bad, just the everyday of things. Envision a day in the life of, you know, you and this person. And if you get stuck, then, do the vision board, because the next step would be do a vision board with it, but do the vision board before you do the list, because, you know, let the pictures speak to your subconscious. As I've talked about before, the subconscious, the language of the subconscious is in pictures. And so if you want to kind of get a feel for, if you feel like you don't know what you want, then just use a different language, and you will be able to have an easier time honing in on that. So do the vision board first, see what kind of, you know, strikes your fancy, and then start working on the list, because that might actually help you kind of hone in on some things.
Exactly. You have to get like the visual of the person that you want, the person that's going to fit into your life. And okay, I know that we have been very much trained in, like, you know, soap operas, TV shows, movies, books, everything. It's like, you know, oh, but it's the person that you're least expecting who like ends up stealing your heart. It's like, okay, yes, that works very, very well in fiction. Doesn't always work in real life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, he was a bad boy, but I changed him. It's like, oh, it's girl, has that worked out for you yet?
No, you never, ever want to meet someone and think that, you know, you can help them, you can change them, you can make them better, or they just are misunderstood and nobody's really been able to see the true them. Oh my God, I'm going to throw up on my own uvula. Oh, like that just is. And they like some people aren't manipulative. Some people are just, they are what they are and they're not a good fit for you. But some people manipulate you into thinking that you can change them or fix them or help them. And then they will do whatever it is. And that is very dangerous territory.
Yeah. And sometimes you really just do have to like listen to what the person is telling you, not the image that you have of them. You know, like, yeah, sometimes people are just very open and honest of, you know, like, yeah, so I have a, like, you know, this is my lifestyle, this is who I am, and I am never going to change. Just listen to that person, listen to what they're trying to say. Don't be like, oh, but they're going to change for me.
Well, and if you're having a hard time and you are listening to them and you're still confused, then judge them by their actions, because you will see a pattern and then it will become pretty apparent like where their focus is.
Oh, no, that is a huge one. Listen to the watch the hands, not the mouth. Yeah, no, like seriously, like watch their actions, because like people who are abusers like to say very pretty things, you know, like they will say, I love you in the first week. They will propose to you week two. You will not have a ring.
But oh, that is the love bombing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the love bombing, is that, yeah, like, I mean, it's the pretty words sound very, very nice when they come out of that person's mouth, but they never meant to follow up on it.
Oh, and just, you know, as a heads up, if somebody does profess their undying love for you within the first few days or weeks, don't move in with them or marry them. It's probably not a good thing.
See, I'm a Virgo. Like, I remember when I dated, like, you know, somebody, I feel like I'm this poor little Gemini. You're like, yeah, he said that he was in love with me after a week. And I was like, no, you're not. I'm a Virgo. You can't get me with that. Yeah, like, nice you think try, you're dealing buddy. With.
But yeah, so it just, because I've seen, and I've actually seen a lot of true crime shows that start off with, we fell in love really quickly and he moved in with me within the first few months. No.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It never works out. It never works out. I've seen people try to make it work out. It never works out.
So making sure that you keep that in mind, after you have your, you know, you've kind of created the intention, you've thought about, you've done some journaling or note taking about kind of what you do and don't want, then you kind of vision board it. So you get that subconscious element going on with the pictures and kind of engaging that lower level thinking, because you know what, in the moment, your amygdala does drive the train. So that means the amygdala is that kind of lower functioning kind of reptilian brain. It's the oldest part of the brain. It doesn't really care about logic or reason. And I hate to say it, but those hormones, you know, they just keep plugging forward. So
yeah, exactly. And especially, yeah, shout out to all of my ADHD people. Like, we thrive on dopamine because our brains don't naturally make it. So yeah, we're always chasing after it. And sometimes, like, yeah, it like lights up the same parts of the brain that heroin does. And we can become addicted to it very, very quickly. This is how it's like so easy to get caught up in a really bad relationship or a bad scene, because our brain can't distinguish between like good dopamine and bad dopamine.
Oh, yeah. So true. So, and you know, and definitely the high of the hormones. But so that is why the vision boards are so important, though, because if you can connect your logical thoughts that you have about relationships with pictures that you can communicate then to your subconscious, so your subconscious gets it and you both are on the same page, then you are much more likely to manifest what you want. So that's when you start visualizing it. You've got the pictures, you start to kind of bring it into the imagination and visualizing the person and like just the everyday of things or how all that would work out. And then you can also come up with some mantras for yourself about kind of just reaffirming, you know, I welcome love into my life. I will find the perfect relationship for me. The relationship that I have with this person is happy and healthy. I welcome healthy relationships into my life only. Like, think about what's really important or what you've struggled with in the past and kind of shape your mantra around that.
Oh, that is a very, yeah, it's about like, it's like a muscle. You have to train that muscle every single day.
Yes. Yes, you do. And then, you know, there's tons of even visualizations you could probably find on, you know, different meditation apps or on YouTube or that sort of thing for manifesting love in your life. So that's
and really quickly too, like sometimes when you're in the thick of this, your friends are going to say that you're too picky. Don't listen to them. Be picky.
Be picky. You have to be picky. They call it being selective. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go corporate again. Like it's just, let's, you know, let's unpack this. Let's be selective. But it's definitely true. Like you can't be too picky right now. This is just in your dreams. You know, you might as well like see how high you can fly. Then when you have all these, you know, parts in place as far as creating the intention of the love that you want to manifest, then it is time to take some affirming actions. And those would, the top of the list would be love spells.
Yes. Okay. I want to do a quick disclaimer about love spells and spells in general and how they actually work. You're basically pointing all of your energy towards an intention. And this, when we say that you're going to manifest something, it doesn't mean that you're going to draw Prince or Princess Charming out of thin air, because you still have to work for it. What it does is it ups your odds. Like if you do a money spell and then play the lottery, it's going to up your odds, but there's still a hell of a lot of numbers against you in those odds. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win. Like the best way that you can make the odds work in your favor is to do the work of making yourself, like I said before, bring something to the table, but then also putting yourself out there, which of course, again, is really hard to do in a pandemic right now, but there's vaccinations on the way. All the more reason to get vaccinated. So that way you can get back on Tinder. Meet someone else who is also vaccinated. Put that in your vision board. Put a COVID vaccine in your damn vision board right now.
Might as well. Mm-hmm. Gotta cover all the bases.
Yes.
But you're right. The spells, for me, when I think about spells of any type, it's more kind of an affirming to yourself of your own intentions and kind of then releasing those intentions to the universe to kind of create the shortest path to what you want.
Exactly. Yeah. And when you, I mean, if you're doing a spell because you feel like so intently about something, then obviously you're going to be on the lookout for it.
Yes. Yeah. So I found some things. There was five powerful love spells that work immediately.
You heard it here first. They work immediately. Promises have been made.
Oh, there you go. Now, granted, this is from the San Francisco Examiner. So, but Oh, they have actually, they have a warning label on here.
A warning label.
It says, be careful of your love intentions. The best way to use a spell is to call your lover into your life using the best intentions possible. If your intention is for a particular person to fall in love with you, ensure that they fall in love with their free will. Ooh.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that before.
That actually is a thing. I mean, you definitely want to, it can be really tempting to do a love spell when you have a particular crush in mind, but you really shouldn't be doing that. I mean, you just want somebody to love you for you. I mean, like when true love really happens, it really does happen like sort of instantaneously, you know?
Yeah, I definitely, okay. I would.
Okay,
just
okay. To... I'm already contradicting myself. That's not how it happened with me and my husband. but you know, I mean, but obviously, like I noticed that there was an instant connection, and this was a person that I wanted to know and wanted to be in my life right away. I just didn't know that I wanted to date him right away because I was 23.
Yeah. All bets are off at 23. You don't know yourself. You don't know what you're just kind of going along on that boat ride of life.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't done dating dudes who look like rock stars yet.
So, but I guess I would say, I don't think I would even put any spell when focusing on a particular person. I think that the best way to do it, because you never, and they say that with any type of intention, that anything you come up with will not be as good as what the universe could provide for you.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah, leave it open-ended because you don't know, there might be a reason or five why you and this particular person haven't, you know, gotten together. And it might be things that, you know, subconsciously are red flags that you just don't want to see.
Right. So. And again, like, because I'm hoping that there are guys listening to this too, but yeah, that's where like kind of nice guy syndrome happens, where, you know, like dudes are like, I'm such a nice guy. Nobody likes me. Girls don't like me because I'm a nice guy and they all want bad boys. Like, that's not true at all. Nice guys get girls all the time, and you know, like other guys and whoever else that they want to attract all the time. People like people who are nice to them, I assure you.
Yeah.
Maybe you aren't as nice as you think.
Or
this is
or
a problem.
It could be a confidence issue too. Like there's a lot of guys that just don't have the confidence to take that next step and take something, you know, an interest. Cause I've seen it happen with you know, friends of friends where a girl is like completely flirting with a guy and they just don't get it. And then they like walk away and you're like, you haven't had a date in like half a year. Like this girl was throwing herself at you. Oh, really? Was she?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I had no idea.
That's when you need to start working on picking up on body language cues. And if you don't know enough about them, then get some books. There's books, there's YouTube videos, there's all kinds of stuff. But seriously, that is a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. So anyways, love spells. So remember, don't come up with a particular person.
And I think that was my entire point, is that like, you know, if you're the guy and you're the nice guy and you're really, really into this one girl who sees you as just a friend, and you think that if you keep putting nice into her, sex is eventually going to fall out. It's like, just stop doing that to yourself. Like, she sees you as a friend and she's hanging out with you because she thinks that you're friends. And quite frankly, like a lot of times, like when you do wear down the girl and you end up getting her, it ends up not working out because, oh, guess what? You were supposed to be friends.
Surprise. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors at play. I mean, some people are just meant to remain friends. Some people, it's just like you need to take that next step and just kind of put it out there. I mean, sometimes people can't be friends forever because one side is kind of this unrequited situation. And that's when you kind of need to summon that confidence and kind of put it on the line. And if it doesn't go, it doesn't go. And then you need to, you know, be okay with what happens next. But
exactly.
Burn a hole in your heart, then, you know, by all means, kind of bring it up. But so these love spells, though, there's four. Why are there four? I think they said five. I see four. Let me see. Maybe there's an ad and I missed it. I have no idea. I see four. Okay. But one is love spell with a candle. So these are all kind of like with props that I feel like yoga, like your yoga props, your spell props. But
right.
So the candle one, and again, this is from the San Francisco Examiner, and I'll see what kind of links I can post on this show description. But anywho, so kind of talking about communicating your loving intentions with an unlit candle, and that you should actually say what you want to happen in your love life. And then this is kind of cool. Let my love come to me as this candle burns. So that's kind of a fun one. And then you have to kind of wait for the candle to burn completely down.
Yeah. Also, here is a trick. We are going to be doing a show about lazy witchcraft eventually. But like, if you just don't have time to like wait all night for this goddamn candle to burn all the way down.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you got to have a lot of time on your hands. You can't be doing this at like midnight.
Okay, here's a hack. Birthday candles.
That's the best one ever. Oh my God. And they come in different colors. Like, if you want a pink one, that's super easy to find. Birthday candles. Love it. Love it. That's awesome. All right. So yes, love spell with a candle. The next one is love spell with a ribbon. So this one is during the new moon, which I am checking on my moon.
Oh, it's coming up.
Is it? Let's see. What's the date on that? So many apps on my phone, and I've been yelled at a million times by a number of people that I do not organize them at all. All right. New moon, according to Central Standard Time, would be February 11th, Thursday. So,
right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there you go. And new moons are all about, like, you know, new beginnings. And
that is when you make your manifestation, and the full moon is when that manifestation comes to a realization.
Yes. So set the intention during the new moon. Use a ribbon, red or pink, as they are the colors of love, unless you weirdly have this connection with a different color and love for some odd reason. Like, if orange really gets you going, then do the orange. Actually, that is kind of a sacral chakra kind of color.
It is.
So that would work.
Don't discount orange.
Yeah. Don't knock orange. so it's kind of like, what tradition are you more, you know, in line with? But whatever it is, you use a ribbon and two objects, and they can be candles. Oh, that's interesting. Gloves. Whatever it is has to be in a pair, and you have to be emotionally connected to the objects you choose. So one of them will be you.
So you can't just go to Claire's Boutique and buy some.
You can, as long as you feel emotionally motivated and love Claire's, I suppose.
What are you Claire's?
But if you get anything from Claire's, it's going to be like cupcakes, like themed something, or like kawaii.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to go with your birthday candle.
So then you, one item represents yourself. The other one is your dream lover. And so you tie the objects at the end of the ribbon. I don't understand this. Tie the two objects at the end of the ribbon as you do invocations such as, I tie these gloves together. Please don't pick gloves. I just feel weird. Gloves are weird. Just pick something else.
See, I don't know about that because I'm a big Beetlejuice fan, and Delia Dietz did all sorts of fashion with gloves. Oh, yeah. So gloves can be sexy in their own way.
Okay.
But like, don't like do like maybe like Bernie mittens.
Oh my God. You know what? Bernie mittens, you were thinking about it in the sexy goth way. I was thinking about it in the mom with 5,000 unmatched mittens in my closet way. That have collected like dog hair and God knows what else.
Totally. Yeah. If you're a single mom, maybe don't use gloves.
Don't use gloves, please, God. But yeah, two of anything. So there's that. And if you get stuck, just use candles because, you know, candles are sexy. Candles represent that kind of like burning love, romance. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Get that fire sign going.
Wait, what?
Get that fire sign going.
There you go. So whatever those are, though, for you, I'm trying to find my thing again. And so you tie the two... I still don't understand this, though. Tie the two objects at the end of the ribbon.
Well, if they were gloves, then you could put, like, one on one end of the other ribbon and then the other. So you just get something like, kind of, like, yeah. That would actually work a lot better with something that's, like, you know, pliable and clothy, like a glove, as opposed to a candle where you might set shit on fire.
Well, no, you wouldn't light the candles. You don't have to light the candles on those. You just need the candles.
Okay.
They're symbolic. You can light them afterwards.
You're symbolic. So then do you untie the... Oh, go on. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Go on with the spell. My questions might get answered.
Every night. I'm going to keep going. You got to move the objects closer and closer to each other. And I'm going to say it like this. Closer and closer.
Closer and closer.
Ooh, closer. And tie the ribbon again. God, this one sounds like a lot of work. As you recite your invocations, and you need to keep doing this until your chosen objects are touching, and then leave them be for a week. I feel like there's easier ways, but you can do this. So there's that.
Yeah, it's one of those spells where you have to make sure that you're like doing it every single night. And
sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much work.
I can't handle the pressure. I can't like keep checking on that. Like I would be horrible with friendship bread stuff. Do you remember that? I don't even know if people do that anymore.
Yeah. Do people do friendship bread? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, please send me a message. Okay, so the next one is love spell in an orange dream. And at like, I'm so hungry right now, I'm thinking orange dreamsicles, but I don't think that's what they mean.
I mean, could they?
It says dried orange people. People.
What if it's the wrapper of the dreamsicle?
I'm sorry, I'm losing my mind here. Okay, not dried orange people that have like been over like spray tanned. I'm talking dried orange.
Definitely not that.
Dried orange peel. Now I'm thinking of there's something about Mary that Magda.
I never saw that one.
Oh my gosh, you please, in the next few weeks, you will die laughing. It is hilarious. All right. So, anyways, dried orange peel can help your dream lover make up their mind about their feelings. That's interesting. You know what? I don't know if I'd do this one because then you're kind of concentrating on a person.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So like, yeah, this feels like it's the spell for someone where you're like, you know, you're like, oh, I'm in the friend zone and I don't want to be in the friend zone. I mean, okay. You know what? I'm going to say, okay, you're in the friend zone. You don't want to be in the friend zone. Maybe do this spell and then make a move. And then you're going to know for sure 100% whether that move is accepted or not, you know? And then like, if it's not, then you just give it up altogether. You gave it a try. You increased your odds. It still didn't work. And if it does work, then hey, look at you. It worked.
Yeah. You can say you gave it your all. Okay. Yeah. So it says the process is simple. Wrap a dried orange peel in a cloth, tie it with a ribbon, and make your intentions known. You can say something like, please let me know what I should do to find true love. So, that's a tough one, though. But all you need to do to get your answer is to put the orange wrap under your pillow. So make sure your pillow is fluffy enough because you will feel that otherwise. And this will, sorry, frog in my throat, cause you to have a dream that will answer your question. So don't forget to make sure there's a journal by your bed so you can journal the results. And just don't forget that dreams speak in some weird ways. And something that doesn't appear to be love-related still is probably symbolically love-related.
Dear God, yes. Yeah, dreams are very, very tricky. Yep. So, yeah, exactly. Like, if you dream that you're pregnant, it doesn't actually mean that you want to be pregnant. Like, just stuff
it
like
could,
that.
Yeah. But yeah, you could have, it could be birthing a new idea for a concept at work. It could be a bunch of different things.
Yeah, exactly. It'd just be like, you know, creativity, a new creative project, something like that. But yeah, exactly. Yeah, just like, yeah, pay attention to the weird details. If there's like just one detail sticking out to you in a dream, Google that. And it's usually like not what you're expecting it to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the weird like Freudian stuff, like, you know, if you're going through a tunnel in your dream.
Yeah. Do you know, I just saw on Twitter like the other day, it's like someone said, I wonder how hot Freud's mom was.
Oh, that gives me the heebie-jeebies. All right. Actually, there was that show. I was still trying to watch it on Netflix or something. It was Freud. It was like a series. It was like a fictional series based on Freud. But
I didn't hear about that one.
Oh my gosh, it's dark. And there is like, I want to say torture and murder in it. I don't know. But like, yeah, it's German, I think. So yeah, of course.
Of course.
Freud.
Checks out.
So it definitely, you know, if you're curious. But so anyways. Last love spell and a rose. Now, how could this go wrong? I feel like this is probably a pretty easy win. You collect rose petals and you take them near moving water. So make sure to bundle up this time of year. Outdoor water is best, but you can also use tap water. Then visualize your ideal partner or the ideal qualities you want your partner to possess. Now, I like this one because you're definitely giving the universe more free rein. You know, unless there's certain deal breakers, and it goes back to kind of what we were talking about with the intention setting of deal breakers. If, you know, there are certain physical characteristics that you really can't abide by in a partner, then you really need to, you know, kind of put those in your visualizing. So it's a nice kind of less specific type of spell. And the invocation for this is something like, universe, grant my wishes and send me my dream love to me as soon as I send these petals to you. So, and it's kind of talking about making sure you have pure intentions with it, but that actually sounds kind of magical and fun.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's a good one. I will have to keep that in mind. So then,
well, not us personally, we are respectable married ladies, but who are not in polyamorous relationships.
That's a different show topic. No, yes. I'm actually talking about my work with others, especially singles and that sort of thing, that I will have to kind of keep that one in mind because that is a fun one. So sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Did you have an added thought?
No, I don't think you did cut me off. I said what I said.
All right. So then we kind of go into, and we're wrapping this up. It's, I know we kind of went over, but there was a lot to cover with this one. And there's so much more to cover with the next one, Sex and the Law of Attraction. That will definitely be spicy. I'm going to kind of plug that one again because it really will be an interesting episode. So after the spells and all that stuff, and you can definitely even find spell kits on like Etsy. They really do have some awesome things on there. But just remember that, you know, you want to make sure you've laid a good foundation, a solid foundation first, that you have your intentions already in mind. Don't expect the spell to kind of fix everything or kind of be a shortcut for creating your own intentions and doing that visualizing and the vision boards and everything else. Make sure you got all that down first. Aside from spells, another way to kind of affirmatively act like, you know, you're bringing this love into your life is to have crystals around you or wear crystals that attract love. You can have crystals in your environment. So say in your relationship bagua in your home, that back right.
The rose quartz.
All the rose quartz. But not just that, because that the rose quartz is amazing for self-love, compassion, for the world, for yourself. It's a soft, loving energy. I'm a crystal healer, like above all other types of energy healing. And I really, really swear by just the wonderful, amazing benefits of crystals and how they can kind of heal your soul. That is not to say that you don't need medication every once in a while or a surgical procedure. I'm not saying that they will solve everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just put that out there. My disclaimer. But they are amazingly healing. And so rose quartz, great for self-love, compassion, that sort of thing. But also, now one that I came across that I thought was interesting was rhodochrosite for finding the one. I hadn't seen that before. So rhodochrosite, pretty common, easy to find, not too expensive. It's banded a lot of times. It has like a dark kind of salmony pink with some banding. You can get really good gem quality specimens without any white banding. But that is a great one for finding the one. And rhodonite, which is not to be confused with rhodochrosite, rhodonite has kind of a dirtier appearance. It's got like black stripes through it, some white. It's got kind of a dirty pink color sometimes. Sometimes you can find some pretty good quality, but it's definitely not at the same color range as rhodochrosite. But it is great for healing heartbreak. So, and all of these things can kind of be worn, especially over the heart chakra, as a pendant or that sort of thing. But you can
put it in your bra.
Put that. You have the bras and the crystals. Seriously, don't they? It's like the princess and the pea. Like, doesn't it get annoying?
Like I said, the only time I ever tried doing it, I lost the crystal. So, I mean, you have to have a really good bra.
Good.
Firm, a lot of support.
So, but you could also wear them in other types of jewelry, anything that, you know, is a kind of a reminder that you can touch a lot, but also having them in your environment, either in the love bagua section of your first floor or just in your bedroom, wherever your bedroom lies, would be helpful. But moonstone also for kind of some sensual elements, just kind of getting in touch with your own femininity, the cycles of the moon, and just kind of like feeling that sensuality.
Yeah. And moonstones are, there's a lot of really beautiful moonstone jewelry out there.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm a Cancer and I love me my moonstone. Although I have to say, I prefer labradorite to moonstone because they're both in the same family. They both have this Schiller effect, which causes this kind of like play of color. But labradorite can be way, way more fiery. But moonstone for this is definitely what you want to focus on.
Exactly. Yeah. Get a pendant, get a pin.
Ooh, a brooch.
Yeah, a brooch.
That is fancy. People don't really wear enough of those anymore.
Yeah, people aren't doing brooches anymore, but we need to bring them back.
Bring back the brooch.
Bring back the brooch.
We could start a campaign. And, you know, there's a ton of other crystals. I actually really love garnet. I feel that it's very grounding. It's definitely very kind of...
And garnet is like the stone of attraction, too.
Ooh, I forgot about that. Yeah, and protection. Like, it covers all the bases. Like, yeah. You know, you can't go wrong with garnet. When in doubt, garnet.
Exactly. We have Steven Universe fans out here. Yes. When in doubt, guard it.
Oh my gosh. So, but basically any kind of crystal or stone that is in the love family, like anything that is pink or red or even like clear or white, you know, can be something that you can kind of wear and kind of tap into. I think the best thing to do, honestly, is to go into a metaphysical place, a shop if you can, or even go on Amazon and just like Google or Etsy, Google just different like pink stone jewelry or something like
that. I'm going to also like give a shout out to my favorite crystal purveyor on the internet. It's Chakra Zulu.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
I've not heard of that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And you are also supporting a Black owned independent business.
All right. Well, if you give me the link for that, I can put that in the description as well.
Definitely.
And also a favorite of mine in the Chicagoland area, if you are in the Chicagoland area or plan to visit anytime soon or in the next year or two, Dave's Down to Earth Rock Shop.
Yes. Yeah. They're like in walking distance from me and they are incredible. Again, like, you know, one of these days we are going to do a show where we hit a bunch of metaphysical shops and Dave's Rock Shop. And like we're going to do it like someday when it is safe to take our hands and just plunge it into a basket of stones.
Oh my gosh. So Dave's Down to Earth Rock Shop is amazing for a lot of reasons, but it has a dinosaur bone museum in the basement.
Yes.
They don't even charge for. So there's that. I totally forgot about that. It is so cool. They sell a ton of fossils. Everything's supremely reasonably priced, like really, really good deals. You can get like pretty much any crystal you can think of. And you can either like get some kind of just run of the mill crystals for very good prices, or you can get some really, really fine quality crystals that definitely will be, you know, cost you some money, but totally worth it. Very gorgeous stuff there. Love it. So there's that. But yes,
we will have some links for you.
Wait, what?
We will have some links for you.
Yes, links. So, and then one other thing, tap into your sensual side. So another affirmative kind of action. I feel like I'm going back into the corporate HR sphere with affirmative action. Let's put it a different way. An action to affirm your intentions. You can also kind of like go back to taking care of yourself. And that actually came out kind of on double entendre there.
Well, if we're going to do more with like spells and stuff, like, you know, one thing that's kind of easy is enchant your makeup. If you are a person who wears makeup.
Ooh, I like that.
And you can even just Especially do that. Like, you know, maybe take your favorite pieces, you know, things that you wear every day and like put on your windowsill, leave it under the full moon with the intention of enchanting them. And then use that to kind of like create a glamour on yourself, you know, like when, you know, just like put the intention out of being, when I wear these, my glamour will be intensified tenfold.
Ooh,
and exactly. And yeah, just like, you know, just to put like a little spring in your step.
I love it. That is awesome. And yeah, just anything, doing anything to take care of yourself and make yourself smell good and feel good and like things that you wouldn't normally do because, you know, you're not going to see anybody. So you don't wear the special perfume or the body lotions or that sort of thing. Just start doing it, you know, because you got to get in the frame of mind of it, and it's so much harder during the pandemic to care about anything really, but just make the effort because you're setting kind of sending a message to the universe that you are ready for love, that you know, are taking the steps. Like, you know, even if this sounds kind of crazy, but like pretend once a week that, you know, you're getting ready for a big date and like do all the crazy stuff that goes along with that. And just kind of like, see how you feel afterwards, because you actually probably will feel a little bit better, maybe a little worn out from all that. I know I get exhausted trying to get ready for a big night.
Right.
Like the shaving, the trimming, the makeup. Oh my gosh. But then afterwards, it's like, I feel so pretty.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Even if it's just like on a low level of, you know, like taking a shower, shaving whatever needs to be shaved, and putting on your favorite perfume or cologne.
Yes. Play a few love songs every once in a while. Not the ones that make you feel like, you know, you're missing out on something or that whatever, but just things that make you, maybe not even love songs, but songs that make you feel sexy, songs that make you feel good, songs that make you look forward to, you know, meeting up with somebody. Like that's the kind of stuff. And if you can have a soundtrack like that playing in your head, you know, part of the time, that would be a good thing, kind of sending that message. Because music is also one of those things that speaks to the heart. It speaks to kind of the subconscious.
Yeah. Basically, like all of these things are about raising your vibration higher. So when your vibration is high, then it's easier to attract somebody else whose vibration is high.
So
when
true.
When your vibration is low, then you end up attracting exactly what you think you would attract in that state.
Yeah, definitely a good point. And that's why it's so important to kind of reassess those past relationships, because you don't, and not to jump right into another one if the past one had been negative, because you're still going to carry that residual kind of low energy vibration for a while until you work through and process that situation. So, sometimes you have to revise what you're doing to raise your own vibration aside from, you know, what you experienced negatively in the relationship itself.
Yeah. And not to say, I mean, that you shouldn't get right back out there. Sometimes a rebound is exactly what you need. But, you know, like after the rebound, give yourself some time.
A hookup is not the same as a, you know, jumping into another relationship. So there's
right. That. Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes, after you've been with someone who's torn your self-esteem down, you just want someone to say that you're pretty.
Yeah. And that is a very valid point. But also, you know, you bring up the whole raising your own vibration, making sure that, you know, you're taking care of yourself, that you're getting, that you're, you know, eating things that are good for your body, that you are getting some movement into your day, that you're making sure that you get the right amount of sleep, and, you know, you're not drinking 80,000 cups of coffee a day. I mean, really examine your lifestyle and say, like, where can I make some changes to be the best version of me for myself first, but also, you know, to bring to the table for meeting someone else.
Yeah. But also, like, you know, along those lines, it's like people always have this image of themselves in their head of like, this is going to be the future me. So I have to prepare for the future me, who is much sexier and thinner and has like bigger boobs or a bigger penis or whatever, like, because, you know, those things will happen in the future. But like, you know, it's like, just
how far into the future are we going?
Exactly. Yeah. But that's the thing, is like, stop planning for future you and do something nice for yourself right now. Buy clothes in your own size right now that fit you, even if you are planning on losing weight. Like, if you go on like ThreadUp.com, you can find stuff for really cheap and then sell it back later. And just wear stuff that makes you feel good. Sometimes, like, that's all you need to, like, look in the mirror and be like, oh, wait, I'm a snack.
I'll take that snack with a side of chips.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, like, I've just been dressing in clothes that are two sizes too small for me and punishing myself because of that.
Like, or too big. With the pandemic, I can't tell you how many times I've walked around in my, like, largest, roomiest yoga pants that hang off my body, but I'm like, oh, they're so comfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm still going to work right now, but like when I was in lockdown, yeah, that was, I mean, I kind of jokingly nicknamed myself the swamp witch. I just looked like something that was crawled out of a swamp, you know?
Yep. I mean, it's happened. It's happened to a lot of us. Like, so these are definitely the self-care things are, you definitely need to keep in mind. Also, I forgot to mention, I have a book, and I, you know, just absolutely, absolutely adore crystals. And this book is called Everyday Crystal Rituals. And it's by, I might not get the name perfect, but Naha, N-A-H-A, Armati. And it has a whole bunch of different, like, healing things in here. And if you got this book, they actually have a whole bunch of different rituals for different types of love situations. And I'm not going to read like how to do the things, but I'm just going to give you a couple of titles here. So there's one for dissolving the walls, a magical bath ritual. There's attracting love, the love magnet grid. You have love potion number 9, discover your heart's desires, opening to self-love, the purge, a pattern breaker, restoring romance. So there's a whole bunch of different things you can try in there. And so if you are kind of looking to explore crystal healing more, that is a really, really cool way to do it.
Yeah. And don't discount crystal healing, guys. Like, I mean, it sounds like it's, you know, it can be bunk, but when you actually I've described it before as like, you know, getting a haircut where like, you know, you get a haircut and then you come home and you play with it and then all of a sudden you love it. But yeah, it's like sometimes when you just cleanse the crystals, all of a sudden you like just get this really powerful feeling from them that you were not expecting. And what's kind of cool is that, okay, so maybe it's all happening in your mind. That's what people, naysayers always like, oh, it's just happening in your mind. It's all in your head. It's like, yeah, you're right. It's all in my head. Isn't that fucking cool?
Now, I would say, because, you know, I'm also a scientist, I have noticed, and, you know, there's a ton of research around quartz crystals and, you know, powering watches and powering all sorts of things.
Right.
And, you know, there is actual energy in crystals. And so whether you believe it or not, I think that there is, you know, some actual natural stuff going on. And I think the intentions and the beliefs like make them way more effective. But it's definitely, they are something where if you feel like you don't know what else to do, I would definitely try a crystal or two. And if you're stuck, just go into a store or go do a search and just see what grabs you, because you might be surprised. You might be looking for a garnet. You go in there for a garnet and you walk out with a pink opal because that's just what spoke to you or what fell and you picked it up and you were like, oh, I might as well get this. I like this. This is cool. I've never seen one of these. And if you've never seen pink opal, it is a fun type of stone. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about kind of like just turning on that part of your brain that accepts these things.
Yeah. Well, and they're energetic. So, yeah. You know, you have these different frequencies and, you know,
I'm not saying that the stones aren't energetic, but like when you're like someone who's just like, oh, that's all bullshit. You're going to put up a block to it. You're not going to feel shit because, you know, like, because that's your reality is that it's all bullshit.
So true. But the crystals do like resonate with you depending on your frequency. And so what's cool about them, though, is that if you have been through a lot of negative relationships lately, you know, you might need to kind of grab a black crystal kind of with that stuff and ground yourself first, kind of some smoky quartz and like clear stuff out, like maybe some turquoise for protection and kind of get yourself and some rose quartz and just kind of sit with those for a while before you start bringing in some more lovey stones like rhodochrosite. So that's also kind of something you might want to try.
Right. Start at the root.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So then we have, just as a wrap up, this was definitely an awesome idea, Virgolas. According to the zodiac sign, how you should manifest a lover.
Yes.
So what came, like, how did this come about in your mind? Because this was your baby.
I mean, like, when am I not thinking about the zodiac?
True. Okay.
I mean, as an earth sign, like, how am I going to attract a lover? You know, like, I mean, I'm a Virgo. What am I going to do? I am going to make a list of pro and cons. That's what I'm going to do.
You're so listy. As a Cancer, I'm like, lists, my eyes are glazing over. I'm like, where are the feelings? I want to feel. I want to get mired in my watery feelings.
So my emotions.
So many feelings. So yes, earth signs, pros and cons list. Did you? I was thinking about the whole, I was actually going, embracing my Taurian rising sign with this one and with tricking out the bedroom, but earth signs just kind of, they operate in the real world, you know, like they're very like grounded. And so kind of creating that space physically and having like the nice feeling. And of course, any sign can benefit from any of these things. We're just kind of having fun, but like, you know, making the bedroom feel like a place you want to spend some time, you know, it's a nice thing. Put the,
right,
get
exactly.
Up the sheets.
Again, with the cleaning, it's like, yeah, clean out your bedroom, put on the nice sheets.
And don't forget the
candles
smell.
Go in.
You know what? One of the smells with love that drives me insanely irritated is ylang ylang. I can't take that smell, but they're always like, it's love. It's,
oh yeah, they put that in everything.
Saying it right? How do you pronounce that? Y-L-A-N-G.
Oh, ylang ylang.
There you go. All right. You have like a certain, like, it's almost like a J in front of it or something. like a jling-ling.
Jling-a-jling.
But yeah, that smell, just, I just go back to vanilla. Well, men love vanilla.
I feel that way about jasmine too. Like, put jasmine as, like, you know, the sexy scent and everything too. And I am not a jasmine fan. No, it's true. If your room smells like cookies, they will come.
Yeah, or cinnamon rolls. They said cinnamon is one of the ones that is a huge aphrodisiac, and vanilla. So, yum. I actually, in my 20s, I was out bar hopping, and I, before I went, like, kind of natural and organic with my stuff, I was wearing Bath and Body Works vanilla, warm vanilla sugar. Mm. And I walked past someone and they're like, "You smell like a cookie." Imagine in a good way. I'm like, "Thanks." I could never unthink that.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, your milkshake will bring all the boys to the yard.
So then, okay, and also the matching bra and panties is kind of an earth sign thing.
Oh yeah, that's very much an earth sign thing.
For air signs, I thought that was your little add-ons were pretty funny. I was like, okay, you know, because air signs, they're communication, they're thoughts. So, like, mantras about, like, physical prowess and, you know, how great you are and how you deserve the best and how you're going to attract a wonderful person that matches your awesomeness, but also mixer events, like, you know, getting out there and socializing and communicating and talking, which you can't really do right now, but, yeah, you know, eventually.
That's true, because they are very social signs.
Yeah. But then you had to add to it. So what, how did that one come about? You want to say that one?
Oh yeah. No, I said for air signs, like, you know, and I'm not really actually suggesting that you do this, air signs. I'm just saying that this is what you do. So maybe fix that shit if you can. But, you know, usually, like, what air signs do when they're really into somebody is that they ghost them.
What? Wait, yeah. If they're into somebody, so not if they're tired of them or if they don't click or something. It's if they're into them, they ghost them?
Oh, blanket all of that. Yeah, no, if you're not into them, if you're kind of into them, if you're kind of into them, but you're also into this other person, or if you're really into them, ghost them. And then if they come back, it's meant to be. I'm not saying it's healthy. But, like, no, we're like, listen, we're talking about air signs. Aquarius, Libra, and Gemini. They are the ghosters.
Interesting. Huh. I'm an Aquarius moon and I totally identify with that.
I just called, like, you out.
You know, well, no, but I believe in the whole if it was meant to be thing. Like, sometimes you got to pull away. And I'm not a competitive person, especially in the romantic realm. If I was in the, when I was in the dating world, if I was talking to somebody and then they, like, somebody else started coming up and talking to him, I would walk away and it would be like, you know what? Find me. If you think that I'm that awesome, find me, leave that other person and talk to me, but I'm not going to compete. I'm just not.
Exactly. Like, I mean, and there's something to be said about that. Honestly, it's like, you know, you want someone to chase you a bit.
So I'm getting asked about Sagittarius. So we haven't talked about fire signs yet. And that was actually next on the list. So with fire signs, so we got Sagittarius, we've got Aries. I'm blanking on the Leo.
Leo.
So two for that one. The first one is to just make eye contact with someone. That's all you have to do. You're a fire sign.
Walk out of the house.
Yeah. Just you make the decision that you want to get some and you just look at someone and, you know, that's how it'd be done. Yeah. The other one is to grab a hot one off Tinder.
Yeah. I mean, kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It's like go outside and make eye contact with someone and or swipe right.
Oh my goodness.
Or is it left? I've never been on those apps. So I don't know which is the one you're supposed to swipe.
I'm getting the warning. My streaming is going to end in a minute. So with water signs, perform complicated spells under the moonlight, have emotional love theme song, and consult with spirit guides. Those are all things you can do. So on that note, so much to talk about with this one. And I'm so excited about the next one, which we will be doing an episode on sex and the law of attraction. So, you know, you've laid the groundwork, the foundation, you've manifested the lover. Now, what do you guys do? Mm-hmm. So, good times. It will be spicy. So make sure that, you know, if you're under 18, you have your earmuffs on and whatnot.
Yeah, Dan, you don't want to listen to your mom talk about this one.
Oh, God. Wow. I really. Okay, then. Years of therapy for that one. But anyways. All right. So everybody out there, I hope you have an awesome, awesome night and try some of these techniques and feel free to reach out and let me know if they work for you. Have a wonderful night and stay mystical out there.
Good night, my witches.